Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. Please be seated. How many of you have been to Italy? Great. So you may have experienced in Italy that they do lines differently than we do here. My experience in Italy was as we have in banks or at Disneyland, where there's ropes and you stand in that passageway and you maneuver until you're at the front of the line. I never saw those in Italy. And so one day I went to the bank and I thought I had eliminated any gap between me and the person in front of me. But apparently 3 inches is plenty of room to step between me and the person in front of me. And they talked to each other as if they were relatives. So maybe they were. I was also in line at the airport on my last day. And that last day, I brought with me into that moment all the times during those weeks in Italy where lines really didn't work. So now I'm in line, and obviously everyone else in line is not from Italy because we're all standing in line. So I was about here, and the front of the line was about where Bobby is, middle of the church, and all of a sudden somebody walks past me to the front of the line and chats, "Well, I've had it. The Christian that I am got out of line," walks up to this person and in English say to this person, "Excuse me, you have cut in front of everybody who's been waiting." And this person looks at me and in Italian says, "Oh." And so I go back to where I was. That person stays there and goes like this. And a wheelchair is being pushed by someone to the front of the line. And the last shall be first, and the first last. And as in this gospel, I was so humbled, humiliated, etc. So in this gospel, we have a scene. But before I even talk about the gospel, let's be honest. Have you ever cut in line? Or you walk up to somebody who is way ahead and you start talking to them as friends and you think if you stay there long enough, you have the right to stay at that place. I have done that. Or I've saved a space, not thinking that saving a space for 5 people is really not polite. So if you were to walk into the banquet hall of this gospel, where would you go? Where would you choose a seat? Jesus is talking to us about if you take a seat of honor or take a seat that is low, the low can be brought up and the one at a high seat might be brought low. But where would you go when you walk into the banquet hall? Would you seek out people that you already know? I remember when I was younger, I would say to somebody going ahead of me into a banquet hall, "Save me a seat," because I didn't want to sit with a stranger. But that's what Jesus is talking about. And in this particular gospel, we are hearing God's etiquette. Etiquette. Jesus' etiquette. Everyone is welcome at this table. And there are no lines. You do not need to cut in front. This table is open to everyone. We literally say that in our mission statement. We welcome everyone to worship God together, to be transformed by the Holy Spirit and each other. whoever we're sitting next to, and to share the light of Christ in the world. So this God behavior is that we are one. Jesus' behavior deals with hospitality, compassion, and he really pointed it out, justice. We are one. I don't want to lose some of these gospel nuggets. And I don't know about you, but when I was growing up, I would make myself flashcards. I would put an answer on one side and the question on the other, or whatever I needed to do to remember the nuggets, the key points of whatever subject I was in. Did any of you ever do flashcards? Yeah, a few. So we're brilliant. Okay. So I, in getting ready for today's sermon, began to recognize, wow, there are some key elements in this sermon, in this gospel. And so I began to write out, of course, I want to remember God's etiquette. All are welcome to the table. I want to remember kingdom of God behavior, Jesus behavior, hospitality, compassion, justice. But we can get fearful, and we sometimes say, is there enough? Can I really do this? There is enough, is the answer. All of us are commissioned by God to share. To share what? God's grace and God's goodness, however that can be expressed by you. So we are partners, not competitors. We do not need to count what we have or compare. We are called to give, 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 because that is a blessing for us and for them. So the host of this banquet is Jesus Christ, who said, I've come to serve and not be served. And in the second reading we heard, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That means this Jesus behavior is happening right now through us. We are the instruments of compassion, hospitality, and justice. Who is invited to your table? It's blank. Who is invited to your table? So I had spent time during this week and on Friday preparing for the sermon, and I was really pleased that I'd come up with flashcards as a part of my sermon. And I finished doing some of this work about 5 o'clock Friday evening. I was tired. I had been working on the sermon, that'd been a full week. I'm gonna go for a walk. So I'm about to reach for the front door, and my cell phone rings. And I check to see who it is. And all it says is Orange County and a phone number. Well, when you call into our office, if there's a pastoral emergency or death, please call me, and it has my number there. So I never know if this could be a pastoral emergency. So I answered the phone, and it was a woman who said, I need to tell you the help that I need today. And so she began to tell me that she had moved down from the north with her 2 kids, 8 and 6, and that she had worked for Ross for less, and now they're giving her a position down here. She has an apartment lined up for today. This was Friday. And she said, I have run out of food for my kids. We're in a motel. I have no money. But I talked to my manager who's going to train me tonight at 7:30. I need to drop off my kids. And I said to her, can you borrow the money from the manager for food? And she said, well, the manager said, whoever can help you, tell them to go online and get an e-gift card to Vons. So I said to her, I can do that. But first, I need to tell you, I believe you. I have to do that right now. I need to say, I believe you. I have been taken. But in this moment, I chose to believe her. Whether I was taken or not, I was going to believe this woman. So I go online. To make a long story short, because I was on the phone for 1 hour with her, it's not easy to get an e-gift card. I tried 3 different cards, 2 credit cards and a debit card. I did everything correctly. I even looked at my invoice for one to make sure I had the right address, the way I do it for my credit cards. And each time I got 2 emails to me. Thank you for your e-gift card. Then I always get a second email. And it has been canceled. So I finally say to her, I will do Western Union. So I go back into my computer and I do Western Union. And she now had cash and time to feed her kids before being trained by the manager at Ross for Less. So this took 1 hour to get this all taken care of. So now it's after 6 o'clock. I decide not to take a walk. I'll just make dinner. I sat down to make dinner and I said, wow, if I hadn't done this just now and I'm eating dinner and I was going to say no to someone else having food money, it was an amazing moment. Not an accident, was it? No. But part of what Jesus is asking in our gospel is to always pay attention to what's in front of us. My yes to her was easy. The rest of the hour was not. I got off the phone frustrated. I didn't get off the phone higher than a kite. Oh, I blessed her. No, I got off the phone frustrated because of how long it took to help this woman. Next day, I get up and I go for, I'm going to go for a walk. I get to go for a walk now, people. So I go down and I'm gone for 2 hours. I come back to my house. I reach in my cell phone. I get the key. I accidentally hit her phone number. And she texts, sorry I couldn't answer right away. I'll call you later. I say, no need. I was just checking in. That was the better thing for me to say, not to say, that's okay, it was a butt call. So, she texts me. Gosh, is there anyone you know who could help pay for this last night at the Motel 6 in Bellflower? I didn't realize I maxed out my credit card. I will help you through Expedia, which I did. And it only took a half an hour. This is a woman who was now at my table. Your life is filled with people. Where are they? Invite them to your table. Allow yourself to recognize, as Jude said last Sunday in her sermon, yes, stand up straight and look farther. This gospel talks about how far we're meant to look. That we don't get to really only invite our friends and relatives to our table. But the poor, the blind, the lame. And not the physical poor, blind, and lame. It's all of us are blind at times. or not able to walk straight. So today the blessing is, there are no lines, and we are all at one table. Amen.